这个麦克小台交给五位熊长老。Good morning. I want to thank Elder Tony's introduction.
我实在有很多老朋友在这当中。
I know I have so many old friends among you.
有些我认识三四十年了。
Some of them you have known you for three or four decades.
有些是在晨更的平台上面认识的。
And some of you I have just known during the early devotion.
我们亲爱的胡弟兄。
Like Brother Hu.
刚刚谢谢 Alice 带我们唱的三首非常美的诗歌。
I want to thank Sister Alice to lead the three very beautiful songs this morning.
把整个敬拜的气氛带起来。
So that we are well prepared for our worship.
哎呀，更感谢那个 KK 小妹妹。
And I also want to thank, you know, KK.
怎么这么可爱的小女孩啊
？What a lovely girl.
她的国语真是标准。
And her Mandarin is so good.
大家早，大家平安。
And good morning, and peace be with you.
真的感谢神，在他的恩典里面，我们可以一同来这边来敬拜他。
I want to thank God in His grace that we can come together to worship Him.
真的从心里面，在大家在主里面蒙更多的恩典。
So we can receive more blessing in Him.
让我们的灵与魂与身子都蒙他保守。
So our body, our soul, our spirit are all blessed by God.
我们也能够在主里面，我们一同来长进。
So that we can all grow in Him.
在使徒保罗写的新约十三卷的书信里面。
So among all the 13 letters that were written by Apostle Paul.
那以弗所书讲到教会是基督的身体。
In Ephesians, Paul mentioned that church is the body of Christ.
哥罗西书讲到基督耶稣是教会的元首。
And in Corinthians, it says Christ is the head of church.
那保罗说了基督是神的奥秘。
And Paul, Apostle Paul also said that Jesus Christ is the mystery of God.
他说神本性一切的丰富都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
So he said everything that we can see all dwelt inside of Jesus Christ.
而且呢，信耶稣基督的人也在基督里面得了神的丰盛。
And whoever believes in God and also blessed with abundance in Jesus Christ.
这是何等大的福分啊！
And what a blessing we have.
那我们只有感谢，我们只有赞美我们神奇妙的恩典。
We can only thank Him and praise Him for this wonderful grace.
那我们都晓得，能够成为基督徒是因信称义。
We all know that we were justified by our faith as Christians.
保罗说，我们是蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
Because we know that we receive God's blessing, you know, we become Christian and justified by our faith without paying a price.
虽然得救本身不需要我们付任何代价。
Even though we don't have to pay a price to be saved.
但是如果要得到在主里面丰盛的生命，让生命的成熟不再像是当初得救像属灵的婴孩一样。
However, if we want to grow and receive abundant life, that we will not remain like an infant.
是必须要花代价的。
You have to pay a price to grow.
是必须去追求的。
You have to pursue it.
那刚刚我们念的经文就是哥罗西书第二章的六到七节。
So this is the Bible verse we just read.
那新译本的翻译是说，你们怎样接受了基督耶稣为主，就当照样在他里面行事为人，按照你们所学到的，在他里面扎根建造，信心坚固，满有感谢的心。
As you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, work in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, overflowing with gratitude.
这里一连有三个分词，就是扎根、建造和坚定。 都是形容前面的行事为人。
So you can see there are three adjectives, means that rooted, build up, and establish. They are all a description of the action, a behavior.
同时，保罗勉励哥罗西的信徒说，要满有感谢的心。
Paul also encouraged them to overflowing with gratitude.
因为扎根、建造、信心上坚定。在生命上长进，这些都有可能成为我们的试探。
Because you know to root it, to build up in Him and establish in the faith, they all could become a temptation to Christians.
会让我们自夸，觉得自己还不错。所以保罗说，我们要有一个满心感谢的心。
Because when we can accomplish this, we may become very proud. So Paul reminded us that we have to.Be gratified.
有感谢的心，才不会只想着自己而感到骄傲。
So when you have a heart of a gratitude, then you will not be proud and thinking only about yourself.
我们会更多想到神。
We will think about God more.
想到这一切都是神的恩典。
We will think that everything we receive is just a grace from God.
我们在神面前才会谦卑。
Then we can be humble in front of God.
感谢神就是说承认这一些好处不是我自己的。
So, by thanking God, we admit that all the good things, not just by our efforts,
都是神所赐予的。
It was just a blessing and grace from God.
好吧，我们一同祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray now.
亲爱的父神，我们满心感谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you with gratitude.
让我们能够安静地在这里用心灵和诚实来敬拜你。
So now we can be quiet to worship you with the spirit and the faithful, and honesty.
求圣灵带领我们进入真理。
So we pray that the Holy Spirit will lead us into your truth.
让我们知道你借着使徒保罗写的经文对我们的提醒。
So we can understand the letters written by Apostle Paul. It's a reminder to our life.
愿圣灵保守下面敬拜的时间。
May the Holy Spirit bless the following worship time.
我们祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And in God's name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 首先呢，我问大家一个基本的问题啊。
Now I want to ask you a very basic question.
什么叫做这个我知道了，出毛病的话我们 off and on 就可以了。什么叫做接受基督为主？
So what does it mean by accepting Jesus Christ as the Lord?
那这个是我们信仰的真正意义。
So this is the true meaning of our faith.
那我们接受耶稣基督不但是承认他是我们的救主。
So by accepting Jesus Christ, we are not only acknowledge or recognize that He is our Savior.
他把我们从罪恶之中拯救出来。
He saved us from sin.
那更进一步的是，我们接受他为我们生命的主。
And furthermore, we have to accept Him as the Savior of our life.
也就是说，我们把我们生命的主权交给他。由他来掌管我们的一切。
So we give him the sovereignty of life, then he will in control of our life.
当然，在把生命交托给他以前，我们要确认这位主的身份。
Of course, before we give the sovereignty of life to him, we have to make sure that the status of the Lord.
一个真正相信耶稣基督的人，接受他。的主是什么？是道成肉身的耶稣。
A true Christian who accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior will accept that Jesus is the incarnation of God.
他是神所应许要来拯救世人的弥赛亚，或是基督。
So he is the Messiah or Christ promised by God.
他是统管万有的主宰。
And he is the Lord that governed everything.
换言之，就是我们要相信、接受耶稣基督，他具有完全的人性，也有完全的神性。
So we have to accept the one truth that he is the perfect human and the perfect deity.
是神拯救世人的中保。
So he is
mediator. 那我们要知道保罗写哥罗西书的主要原因是什么？
So we want to know why Paul want to write this letter.
他是要对付当时所谓的哥罗西书的异端。
Because he want to challenge that a belief at the, very popular at that time.
那这个异端呢，主要就是诺斯底派的教导。
Because it was the popularity of the Gnosticism, he wants to challenge many Christians accept that.
他们相信呢，物质是邪恶的。
Because those people believe that materialism is evil.
而神是灵。
And God is a pure spirit.
是圣洁的。
It's holy.
他不可能成为人了。
So he could not be a human.
所以因着这个原因，保罗在哥罗西书的一章十五到二十节这一段经文里面。
So that's why Paul said this in Corinthians.
他特别强调那位道成肉身神的爱子耶稣基督是万有的主。
That's why he emphasized, you know, Jesus Christ is the Lord of everything.
他不但创造了有形质的世界，他也创造了灵界里面的天使们。
So he's not only the creation of this physical world, he also created all the spiritual beings.
他说他在万有之先，而且万有不但靠他而造，而且靠他而立。
So he is before everything. Not only he created everything, he also sustained everything.
保罗说，基督耶稣从死里首先复活。
And Paul said that Jesus Christ is the first one who resurrected from the dead.
他成为在万有之上居首位的主。
He became the leader and the commander above everything.
所以他超越一切，而且他是承受万有的那一位。
So he transcended everything. He is the heir of everything.
这些主的身份呢，特别和在希伯来书作者他描述很像。
So this the status of the Lord is matches well of what Hebrews.
他说、
哦、
主耶稣是那位创造万有的。
In Hebrew, it mentioned that our Lord is the one who created the universe.
他说他是托住万有的。
And he is the one who sustained all things.
他说他是承受万有的。
He also mentioned he is the heir of all things.
而且他洁净罪恶，而且他是神的儿子。
He purified everything, and he is also the Son of God.
所以他在十字架上面得胜了撒旦。
That's why he overcome on the cross the evil and the Satan.
神就让他成为各样执政掌权者的元首。
So then he become the leaders of all the powers and spirits.
如果我们读哥罗西书第二章的前面那一段。
If we read one verses before that,
那保罗特别强调什么呢？他强调神的奥秘就是基督。
Paul emphasized that the God's mystery is Christ.
他说，神所积蓄的一切智慧知识都在基督里面藏着。
He said that all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Christ.
那这一位就是我们所相信、所接受的主。
And this is the Lord that we believe and accept.
这个就是我们信仰的核心。
This is the core of our belief.
如果我们信仰的根基不正确，
If the foundation of our belief is incorrect,
就很容易被其他异端的花言巧语所迷惑。
So then we can be confused and misled by other theories.
第二，请问大家，什么叫做遵他而行？
So what does that mean? To walk in him.
最好的翻译是什么？你知道吗？
So what's the best translation?
在基督里持续地遵照他的话去行事为人。
In Christ, persistent in walking worthy of what he says.
而且我们都晓得，在基督里是新约里圣经里一个非常非常重要的词。
We all know that in Christ is a very important vocabulary in Bible.
那它直接或间接的在新约里面出现了84次之多。
It has repeatedly appeared in Bible for 84 times.
那最有名的一句大家都知道，在哥林多后书的五章十七节。
So the most well-known Bible verse is from Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
So whoever is in Christ, he is a new creation.
那旧事已过，一切都变成新的了。
So everything has passed, everything has become new.
那耶和华神曾经晓谕以色列人这么说。
And the Lord has once revealed to Israelites.
他说以色列人啊，现在我所教训你们的律例典章，你们都要听从遵行，好叫你们存活，得以进入耶和华你们列祖之神所赐给你们的地，承受为业。
He said, now Israel, listen to the statute and the ordinances which I teach you to observe, that you may leave and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of our fathers is giving you.
但是哦，出埃及记的第一代以色列人不得进入迦南地。
However, the first generation of those who came out of Egypt did not go to the promised land.
因为他们不遵行神的话，
because they disobey God's word.
最后全部死在旷野里，
and all of them die in the wilderness.
然而他们的先祖亚伯拉罕就不一样了。
However, their forefather Abraham was very different.
当神呼召他的时候，圣经怎么说呢？
When God called him, what did the Bible told us?
他说亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed and went out to a place he was going to receive as an inheritance. He went out not knowing where he was going.
因为遵命出去，所以最后他得以进入迦南美地。
Because he obeyed God's calling, he went out of his home.Then he finally, his descendant can go into the promised land.
所以我们有没有看见遵行神的话跟不遵行神的话导致不同的结果？
So we can see that by obeying God or disobeying God, you will receive different results.
遵行主的话是我们信主的人最最要紧的一件事。
This is the most important thing that those who believe in Jesus Christ is to obey him.
他怎么说，我们就怎么行。
We do whatever he said.
因为我们的信仰是从听他的话开始的。
Because our faith started by listening to his word.
那保罗说，信道是从听道来的。
Because Paul said that you can only believe by listening to God's word.
那听道是从基督的话来的。
And the listening to God's word because there's something Jesus told us.
我们都晓得主耶稣在马太福音第七章那个登山宝训最后那一段所讲的话。
We all know that Jesus said in a book of Matthew.
主要就是要人能够遵行神的话。
Because God wants us to obey His word.
遵行神的旨意。
Obey His will.
那边讲到假先知虽然披着羊的皮。
It says that those prophets look like sheep.
那外表看不出有什么不一样。
You cannot tell the difference.
但主耶稣怎么讲呢？
But what our Lord said.
他说好树不能结坏果子啊。
He said that a good tree cannot bear bad fruit.
坏树不能结好果子。
And the bad tree cannot bear good fruit.
说凭他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
So by their fruits, you can tell who they are.
那接着主耶稣又讲。
And then Jesus said.
说所以啊，凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。凡称呼我主啊主啊的人都不能进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
So you will recognize them by their fruits. Not everyone who said to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven.
所以在这里我们看到一个非常重要的原则。
So here we see a very important principle.
我们的行为肯定我们的所事。
So our behavior is a confirmation of who we are.
那这个也是雅各书所强调的。
This is also emphasized by James.
我们用我们的行为来见证我们的信心。
So we use our behavior as a testimony of our faith.
保罗说我们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信。
Paul said that we were saved because of the grace, but also because of our belief.
那并不是出于我们的行为，免得有人自夸。
Because it's not out of our behavior, so people can boast about it.
但是我们得救之后的行为呢，却能证明我们是否真的得救。
However, after we were saved, our behavior is a testimony whether we are truly saved or not.
正像我们从一棵树的果子就可以知道判断这个树的好或是坏。
It's just like from the fruit of the tree, we can make a judgment whether this is a good tree or a bad tree.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音第八章他就说了，你们若遵行我的道，就真的是我的门徒。
So that's why Jesus said, you know, if you obey my will, you are my true followers.
所以由此可见，我们接受了主耶稣基督之后呢，持续的遵照他的话去行事为人是多么的重要。
So that's why it's so important that once we accept Jesus Christ as the Lord, we continually to walk in Him and obey Him is so important.
那我们现在一同再来读今天的经文，但是是用和合本的经文。
So now let's read today's Bible verse again.
你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领受的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
As you have received Jesus, Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him.And established in the faith, just as you were taught, overflowing with gratitude.
那我刚刚已经提过了，第七节的生根、建造跟坚固是三个分词。
So I just mentioned that rooted, built up, and established are three adjectives.
那分词的作用是修饰前面的主要动词。
Because the purpose of the adjective is.A description of the action.
就是第六节的行，那个遵他而行的行那个字。
So this is a description of following Jesus and the practice.
那保罗说第一个要在基督里面生根。
Paul first mentioned you have to root it in Christ.
我们若要遵他而行，第一件事就是在基督里面能够生根，能够扎根。
So if we want to obey him, the first things we have to do is to root in Christ.
就是我们要跟基督耶稣有更稳固、更不摇动的关系。
That we have to build a firm, unshaken relationship with Jesus Christ.
当我们一谈到生根扎根的时候，你会想到在希伯来里面哪一段经文？
So when we think about rooted, what would you think about the Bible verses in the New Testament?
马太福音十三章。
It's from a book Matthew chapter 13.
那边说到有撒的时候落在路旁的飞鸟来就吃尽了。
So it mentioned that, you know, when you spread out the seeds, some of them pick up by birds.
有落在土浅石头地上的苗被太阳一晒就枯干了，因为它没有根。
And some of the seeds fell on the ground without root, so they died when the sun came out.
那有落在荆棘里面的，荆棘长起来把它挤住了。
And some of them fell into thorns and trees, and that they could not grow because they were squeezed.
那落在好土里面的根就会往土里面长了。
However, those seeds that fell on the good soil, they will continue to grow.
那就能够吸收到地下的水分。
So they can absorb the water in the underground.
那就可以生出果实出来了。
And then they can later bear fruit.
耶稣说，最好的土壤可能结一百倍啊。
Jesus says, you know, the best soil could make the tree to bear fruit 100 times.
那吃好的收六十倍。
Maybe the second a good soil can bear 60 times.
普普通通的也有三十倍啊。
Even the average sower, you can harvest about 30 times.
所以后来主耶稣就解释了。
That's why Jesus said the later.
他说啊，撒在石头地上就是人听得到，当下欢喜领受，只因心里没有灯，不过是暂时的，及至未到受了患难或者受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。
Jesus later explained, the one sown on rocky ground, this is one who hears the word and immediately receive it with the joy, yet he has no root in himself, but is short-lived. When pressure of persecution comes because of the word, immediately he stumbles.
那耶稣继续说，如果是在撒在荆棘里的，就是人听得到，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住，不能够结实。
He also said the one sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the worries of this age and the seduction of wealth choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful.
那这个就是指贪爱世界的人被世界的价值观所迷惑了。
This is the indication that the people who love this world were tempted and puzzled by the value of this world.
所以根也扎着不稳固，也不能够结果实。
So he didn't root it in a solid foundation and cannot bear fruit.
哎，有些时候，我们看见有些人对主的道接受的很快。
Sometimes we see that somebody can receive God's word quickly.
那表面和一般信主的人都一样。
So, from outside, they seems to be the same as other Christians.
但是主的道没有在他们心里面扎根。
However, God's words has not root in their heart.
一碰到一些拦阻就受不了了。
So when they were challenged, they cannot tolerate it.
可能就跌倒了。
And they stumbled.
过不些日子，这些人就不见了踪影。
And after a while, it disappeared.
据说从前在英国的皇宫里面
I heard a story that in the royal palace in Great Britain
有一棵葡萄树
There was a grape tree
多年以来它的叶子长得很茂盛
For many years, the leaves thrive
但是就是不结葡萄果
However, it never bear fruit
所以花园总管想把它砍掉
So the one who in charge of the garden want to cut it off
那园丁呢，就要求他能不能够再给我多留一年。
But the one who take care of the gardens, requested to extended one more year for him to take care.
谁晓得下一年居然果子结的累累都是果子啊
？However, who know that in the next year this grape tree, bears so many fruit.
所以这个园丁就很好奇啊。
So, The garden taker was very curious.
他就沿着这根呢挖掘下去。
So he dig out the soil along the root of the tree.
他发现什么
？So what he discovered?
那个葡萄树的根的尖端终于碰到水源了。
Because he discovered that the tip of the root finally reached out to the water fountain.
所以我们在主里往下扎根。地下根基是非常重要。
So it's very important in Christ that we need to penetrate and our root has to deeply rooted and connect with them.
那第二个我们讲到在基督里面建造。
And the second thing we just talk about is to build up in Christ.
如果我们要遵他而行，第二件事就是在基督里面建造。
So if we want to obey him, the second thing we need to do is build up in him.
建造在原文是分词。是 participle.
Participant, okay.
Build up. 有继续建造的意思。
It means that a continuation of a build up.
也就是说，咱们基督徒的品格不是一天就造起来的。
It means that our character was not built up in one day.
那这个跟彼得讲法很类似。
And this is very similar what Peter said.
在彼得后书第一章五到八节，他这么说。
And in the second Peter, first chapter, verses 5 to 8.
他说：“正因为这个缘故呢，你们要分外的殷勤。
For this very reason, make every effort.
那有了信心，要加上 德行。
To add to your faith goodness.
有了德行要加上知识。
And to goodness knowledge.
有了知识要加上节制。
And to knowledge self-control.
那有了节制要加上忍耐。
And to self-control perseverance.
有了忍耐要加上前进。
And to perseverance, godliness.
有了前进还要加上爱弟兄的心。
And to godliness, brotherly kindness.
有了爱弟兄的心，就要加上爱众人的心。
And to brotherly kindness, love.
所以彼得说，你们若在，你们凑充充足足的这几样，就必使你们在认识我们主耶稣基督上，就不至于闲懒，不结果子了。
So if you keep yourself from and sorry, what which verses you're talking about?
The end of verse 8.
Okay.
你们若充充足足这几样，必是你们在认识我们主耶稣基督。
So for if you possess these quality in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffectiveness and unproductiveness in your knowledge of our Lord Christ.
他讲到品格建造的八个境界。
So Peter mentioned there's a set, eight stages of a building up your character.
信心、德行、知识、节制、忍耐、前进、爱弟兄，最后爱众人。
Faith, goodness, knowledge, self-control, endurance, godliness, brotherly affection, and love.
行为是一个人内在生命成熟的结果。
Because our behavior is the final fruit of our maturity of internal life.
生命的成熟绝对不是一日之功。
And it doesn't just take one day to be mature.
要长成满有基督长成的身量，也绝非一日之功。
If you want to grow like a Jesus Christ, of course it will take more than one day.
请问我们要如何在基督里面成长？
So I want to ask you how we can grow in Jesus Christ.
如何被建造？
How can we be built?
哎，我们是来感谢神呢，给我们使徒保罗。
We really want to thank God for giving us Apostle Paul.
保罗在以弗所的第四章那么讲。
Well, he said in Ephesians.
他说，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
He said, "You took off your former way of life, the old self that is corrupted by deceitful desires. You are being renewed in the spirit of your mind. You put on the new self, the one created according to God's likeness in righteousness and the purity of the truth."
这边讲的脱去旧人跟穿上新人是用简单过去式。
When he said, you know, take off your old life and put on the new clothes, it used a formal past tense.
严格讲是发生在我们信主耶稣的那个时刻。
So it means that it happened when we accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior.
就像保罗在罗马书第六章讲的。
It's just like what Paul said in Romans chapter 6.
我们信主的时候与他有生命的联合。
When we believe in Christ, our life is united with the Lord.
与主同死同埋葬而且同时复活。
So we died and buried and resurrected at the same time with our Lord.
那这个是神坐在我们信主的人身上。
This is what God has done in us who believe in Him.
但是心智改换一心，就是要持续不断地把神的话存记在我们的心里面。
However, to change ourselves and in it's an evolving process, we have to remember God's words in our heart.
让我们的脑海被神的话所充满。
So our mind was full of God's word.
就逐渐地把我们那个旧照里面那些意识、潜意识不讨神喜欢的东西排除出去。
So all those conscious and subconscious stored in our heart, in our mind, will be replaced by God's word.
把合神的价值观跟道德观存入我们的意识跟潜意识之中。
So the words and the value that confirmed by God will be stored in our mind, in our conscious and the subconscious.
第三个，他讲到信心要坚固。
And the third thing is to establish in faith.
那坚固这个字的原文是现在式的被动语时态。
So establish means that it's a current tense, but it's a passive tense.
那这句话可以翻译成让你们在信心在信仰上继续坚固。
We can translate it as like, you know, let your faith to be established and continue to be established.
我们的信心生活并不是一条平坦的大道。
So the path of our faith is not a very peaceful and smooth path.
我们在日常生活中都会碰到试炼啊、疾病啊、失败啊、痛苦。
So in our daily life, there will be failure, temptations, and very painful process.
如果我们的信心不坚定，有时候会落到瘫痪的地步。
So if our faith cannot be established, we could become paralyzed.
这也正是保罗在这边要我们继续不断加强坚定信心的一个原因。
That's why Paul wants us to continue to establish our faith.
如果我们在真理上得到造就，
If our faith can be established,
如果我们对真理的认识越清楚，
If we have a clearer understanding of the truth,
我们的信心就会更坚定，
Our faith will be firmer.
一个人信主得到新生命是非常重要。
It's very important for someone who believes in Christ to receive a new life.
得到生命之后的建造一样重要。
And when you receive a new life, it's equally important that your life can be continued to be built.
其实啊，我们的信心是从根据认识神而来。
Actually, our faith comes from our understanding of God.
如果我们越认识神，知道他会负我们一生的责任。
The more we know God, we will know that He will be responsible for our life.
那知道我们的好处不在他以外。
So every goodness comes from God.
我们不管或生或死，都是属于他的。
No matter we are alive or we die, we all belong to God.
你如果这样相信的话，你的信心就会坚强。
If you believe this, you will have a very strong faith.
容我再说一次啊。
Let me say this again.
如果我们要加强我们的信心，
If we want to strengthen our faith,
我们就要更多认识神。
We need to know Him more.
那这个可以经过三个途径。
There are three paths you can do this.
第一个，我们从神的话。
First, from God's word.
因为圣经记载神的所事与所作。
Because a Bible is a recording of who God is and what God has done.
我们多读神的话，我们就更多认识神。
The more we read God's words, the more we will know God.
第二个，我们从亲近神来做。
The second path that we can do this is from being close to God.
哎呀，凡是啊，认识神的人，都是天天花时间在隐秘处与神有灵交。
So whoever really know God will spend time to be with God in a private venue.
而且经常是安静的在等候神。
And always wait for His presence quietly.
第三个，从经历神。
And the third path is that we want to experience God.
我们在各种环境中，我们必须要信靠神。
We have to trust in Him in all kinds of environments.
经历到神的同在。
We have to experience His presence.
我们自然会更多认识神。
Of course, we will know Him more.
我们的信心也会更加坚强。
Our faith will get stronger.
好了，解经到此为止。
Okay, this is what I want to share, the message I want to share this morning.
一个问题。
I have a question for you.
我们渴不渴望能够在基督里面生根扎根，信心坚固，然后有一个成熟的属灵的生命？
Do we have the desire to be built and rooted and be built and become a mature life in Him?
你们都不表态啊？
You have no opinion?
都不想得到，哎，有人举手， very good.
Okay, someone raised their hands, it's very good.
其实哦，做法并不难。
Actually, it's not very difficult.
就是要养成一个习惯。
You have to have this habit.
好好读经，好好祷告，有一个固定的灵修生活。
Read your Bible and pray and have a fixed time you know, you separate it from your daily life and devote it to Him.
因为啊，读经、祷告、有好的灵修都直接或间接的跟生根、建造、信心坚固有极其密切的关系。
Because when you have a good practice to read Bible, to pray, and to get close to God, all these are related to your faith and to be rooted in Him, to be built up in Him, and established in Him.
我记得45年前我在读研究生的时候信了耶稣。
I remember 45 years ago, when I was a graduate student, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior.
有一次啊，一个传道人的师母来到我们校园。
And I remember a pastor wife came to our campus.
那我们在交谈的时候，我问她一个问题。
During the conversation, I asked her one question.
我说我才信耶稣啊，我要怎么样做一个主所喜爱的基督徒呢
？I asked her, you know, I just became a Christian.How can I be the Christian that please our Lord?
她说我并不难啊。
She said it's not difficult at all.
她说你要养成一个好的习惯。
You just need to have a good habit.
每天要读经祷告。
You have to study Bible and pray every day.
她说这就像飞机的两个翅膀。
It's just like the two wings of an airplane.
一个是祷告，一个是读经。
One one is to study Bible, the other one is to pray.
他说这两要平衡呢，飞机才飞得好啊。
It has to have a balance so that the airplane can fly.
所以让我们一同在主里面，我们立个志愿。
So that's made a determination today in Christ.
在读经、在祷告、在灵修、亲近神的上面，我们下功夫。
So let's make some effort in reading the Bible in your daily prayers and also your times to spend your time to get close to God.
那关于啊研读圣经，我给诸位有一些小小的建议。
So as to how to study Bible, I have a suggestion for you.
我多年来我把读圣经分成两个部分。
So all this year, when I study Bible, I always separate them in two different ways.
第一个，我叫它做基础读经。
The first part is the basic foundation of a Bible study.
第二个，我叫它是生命的读经。
The second part, I called it a Bible study for life.
那基础读经什么意思呢
？So what does it mean by foundational Bible study?
其实你们也做过啊。
I believe most of you have done this.
就我们在神面前下定个决心。
That we made a determination before God.
一年之内至少把圣经从创世纪到启示录读完一整遍。
So within a year, you will read at least once, you know, from the Genesis to Revelation.
哎，我们都有惰性的。
You know, all of us have this laziness.
所以一定要有一个读经的计划表。
So you always have to have a plan.
每天花个15-20分钟，把当天的进度读完。
So you have to spend like 15 to 20 minutes on a daily basis to finish the Bible verse that you decided to read.
在过去的几年以内，我用一种读经表。
So in the past few years, I used this following plan.
是门徒杂志 Discipleship Journal 发行的读经计划表。
So it was published by Discipleship Journal.
我觉得非常不错。
I think it's a very good plan.
是我所有用过读经计划表里面最好的一种。
It's one of the best I have researched.
它把圣经分成四个部分。
The journal separates Bible into four parts.
第一部分是四福音书。
The first part includes four gospels.
从马太、马可、路加一直到约翰福音。
So from Matthew to Luke.
第二部分是从《使徒行传》一直到《启示录》。
So the second part is from Acts to Revelation.
那第三部分是智慧书。
The third part called Wisdom Books.
它是从诗篇开始。
It started from song.
然后是箴言传道，最后以约伯记结束。
And from song and then to Job.
Ecclesiastics
and then to Job.
然后第四部分是从创世纪一直到马拉基书。
And the fourth part is from the creation to Malachi.
从摩西五经开始到历史书，中间我们跳过智慧书，最后到大小先知书。
So it started from the Genesis. We skip the wisdom books, and then we jump that to the prophets.
那从年初到岁首，从年初到年尾，我们每天都读。那四部分中中间那一天的进度而已。
So from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, we only study, you know, part of these books.
那如果我们持之以恒，一年内就可以按部就班的将圣经完全读完一遍。
So if we follow this plan, that we can definitely finish at least once a year.
如果有几天因着某些原因没有练，赶不上进度，咋办？
So, but what can we do if we skip some of these days and we didn't have time to read them?
是不是因为跟不上进度灰心了，甚至就放弃了呢？
So, are we supposed to give up if we cannot catch up?
千万不要放弃。
Don't give up.
只要快马加鞭把它补上。
Just try to catch up.
所以这个计划表有一个非常非常好的地方。
Well, I think I found one benefit from this proposal.
他每个月从一号一直排到二十五号读经进度。
So every month, it gives you the plan from the day one to the 25th.
那二十六号到月底那几天不排。
But from the 26th to the end of the month, there's no plan.
是让你有机会能够弥补落后的进度。
So you have a few days to catch up.
让你不至于灰心。
So you won't feel frustrated.
然后到了下个月又可以重整旗鼓跟上进度。
So the next month you can still catch up with the plan.
那有人跟我说，我生活实在太忙了，工作管小孩还要做饭，哪有时间读圣经啊？
Some people told me that I was so busy. I have to work. I have to take care of the kids. I have to cook.How could I find time to read?
我就问他，你在忙碌的日子要不要吃饭呢？
So I asked them, when you were busy, did you eat?
吃饭是喂饱我们的肉体啊。
So to eat is to feed our body.
读圣经是把神的话吃进来，喂饱我们的属灵的生命。
But reading Bible is to feed our spiritual body by God's word.
一样的重要。
They are equally important.
甚至有过之而无不及。
The later one is even more important.
那这个就涉及到我们生活作息里面优先秩序的安排。
So this is related to the priority of our daily life.
你如果相信读圣经对你里面成长很要紧。
If you believe that the reading Bible is very important to your spiritual growth,
每天一定要读。
You have to study Bible every day.
那么你就一定可以抽出时间来读。
Then you will find time to do it.
天下无难事，只怕有心人。
So there is no difficult things as long as you are determined.
咱们中国人说，一日不读书，言语就乏味。
We Chinese always say, if you don't read the book, you know, your words will become senseless.
三日不读书的话，面目可憎。
If you don't read the books for 3 days, you will look disgusting.
对基督徒来说怎么讲？
So what a Christian should say?
一日不读书，言语世俗化。
If you don't read the Bible one day, then you will become like a secular.
三日不读经，面目像撒旦。
If you don't read Bible for 3 days, you will look more like a Satan.
我有这个经验。
I have that experience.
我真的盼望大家好好养成一个读圣经的习惯。
I really hope that you will have a good Bible study habit.
那下一个问题又来了。
So now comes the next question.
安排在哪一个时辰读圣经最好呢？
So what is the best time to study Bible?
那这其实是跟人而异啊，因人而异啊。
Of course, it could be different individually.
因为每一个人的作息表都不一样。
Because everybody has their own schedule.
在过去几十年，我个人的习惯是这样子。
In the past few decades, this is my own habit.
一早起来，趁头脑还清楚的时候。
I woke up in the very early morning when I feel like I have very good memory.
趁太阳还没有升起来的时候。
Before the sun rises.
静下心来读圣经。
I want to study Bible.
跟神亲近。
And get close to God.
找一个自己独自存在的地方。
Find a isolated space.
你问了，为什么一定要早起？
You may ask, you know, why do I have to get up early?
因为太阳一出来，玛拉就融化了。
Because manna will melt when the sun rises.
而且圣经说我们要每一天拿每一天的玛拉。
And we have to take our daily manna.
问题又来了。
And then more questions.
如果要早起，就不能太晚睡。
If you want to get up early, you cannot sleep too late.
你如果看电视上网到了夜晚命那呀。
If you watch TV or you know, surfing, you know, surf online till the midnight.
你第二天一早肯定起不来了。
You can definitely, you know.
你就失去一天最宝贵读圣经的时间。
So you will definitely miss the most precious time in the morning.
所以换言之，对一位重生得救的基督徒来说。
So for a born-again Christian,
过一个有规律的生活，早起早睡是非常非常的重要。
To have a good routine that you can sleep early and get up early is very important.
哎，同时医生告诉我们，身体一定好。
And the doctor also told us this routine will keep you physically healthy.
千万不要熬夜。
So don't stay up late.
因为诗篇的作者这么说。
Because the author of the song says.
他说：“我趁天未亮呼求，我仰望了你的言语；我趁夜更未换的时候，将眼睛睁开，我要思想你的话语。”
I rise before dawn and cry out for help. I put my hope in your word.
大卫说：“求你使我清晨得听你慈爱之言，因为我依靠你。”求你使我知道当行的路，因为我的心仰望你。
King David said, "Let me experience your faithful love in the morning, for I trust in you. Reveal to me the way I should go, because I long for you."
第二个，我们看什么叫做生命读经。
The second part, let's take a look what it means, a life Bible study.
那基础读经重点在读出圣经的事实。
Well, the foundational Bible study is to study the truth of the Bible.
那不会有太多时间去钻研。
So you don't have a lot of time to do research.
但是生命读经是在一段时间里面专心的花时间去读一卷书啊，或者一个人物啊，或者一个主题等等。
But the life of Bible study is to spend your time to study one book, a person, a character, or topic.
你可以一个人读，或者一个小组一同来读。
You can do this by yourself or join a small group.
其实哦，最好的机会就是利用教会现有的资源。
Well, the best way is to utilize the resource that church has.
比如说星期天上午的主日学啊，礼拜五晚上的查经聚会啊，或是来参加每天早上的晨更聚会。
For example, you can join the Sunday school, Bible study, or morning devotion.
在过去的两年半里面啊，我参加贵教会的晨更聚会。
In the past 2.5 years, I am a participant of your morning devotion.
7:30就乖乖地坐在电脑前打开电脑。
So at 7:30 a.m., I sat in front of the computer and opened it up.
按部就班的把圣经好好的读。
So we studied Bible together accordingly.
我们前天刚刚查完启示录。
So the day before we just concluded the Revelation.
明天又要从创世纪第一章第一节开始。
And starting for tomorrow, we will study the Genesis again from chapter 1.
基本上是每一天读一小段圣经。
So basically, we study a few paragraphs from the Bible.
哎呀，我希望在座的或在网上的，如果你起得来，时间不冲突的话，能够参加，你会得到很大很大的祝福。
You will receive a great blessing, if you can join us, if your time permits.
不管是主日学、周间的查经聚会或者晨更聚会，利用时间我们稍微预查一下。
So no matter you're trying to attend the Sunday school, Bible study, or morning devotion, you know, you can find some time to prepare that.
你把你不懂的东西写下来，带到聚会里面。
So write down those questions you have and bring those questions to the meeting.
那弟兄姐妹在一起，我们可以彼此分享，彼此扶持，互相鼓励。
So brother and sister can share and encourage one another.
其实啊，神赐下圣经，先向我们启示他自己。
In fact, God gave us this Bible to reveal Himself.
让我们知道怎么样跟他建立一个好的关系。
So we know how to build a good relationship with Him.
怎么样按照他的心意在这个世界上生活。
So how we can live in this world according to His will.
换言之，圣经里面所关心的都是一些实际近前生活的方式。
So the Bible actually cares a lot about how we can live in a Christian life.
但是很可惜的是
，But regretfully，
很多时候我们都没有办法建立一个稳定良好的灵修生活。
Many times that we fail to build up a good habit and to have a routine. So it's hard for us to understand God's will.
如果我们能够不断地从神的话语中跟他建立一个好的关系，
If we can continue to build a good relationship with God through His word,
在我们灵修读经的时候能够体会到生活中可以应用上。
So when we study Bible, we can apply.And in our daily life,
我们就会更加渴慕神的话，而且对灵修生活就会持之以恒。
So then we will understand His word better, and we can be persistent in our spiritual life.
你相不相信
？Do you believe that?
我们的生命就在这个亲近神的过程中被塑造，然后被建立起来，你就活得越来越像耶稣基督。
So our life can be built and established, and during this process, you will look more like Jesus Christ.
当我们讲到亲近神的时候，就必须要提到祷告。
So when we talk about to be close to God, we have to talk about prayers.
这个是老生常谈的。
This is like a old saying.
首先，我们要注意来到神面前那五个心里面的。
First of all, we have to pay attention to the five elements before we come to God.
因为时间关系，我不能够细讲，我只把要点跟相关经文点出来。
Because the time limits, I cannot go into detail, but I can give you an outlook.
你们都愿意自己去研读。
Well, if you're willing, please study yourself.
第一个，心清手洁来到神面前。
First one is to have a pure heart and a clean hand.
在诗篇二十四篇第四节。
You can find this from the Psalm chapter 24 and verses 4.
第二个，我们要心存一个赦免人的心。
The second thing is that we have to have a forgiving heart.
在马可福音十一章二十五、二十六节。
You can find this from Mark chapter 11 verses 25 to 26.
第三个，我们要按照主的旨意去。寻求。
The third thing is that we have to do this according to His will.
这在约翰一书第五章十四节讲得很清楚。
It's in First John chapter 5 verses 14.
第四个，我们要满了信心到神面前来。
And the fourth element that we have to fill with the faith.
在马可福音十一章二十四节。
It's in Mark chapter 11 verses 24.
最后，我们要有一个把荣耀归给神的心态。
Finally, we have to give the glory to our Lord.
约翰福音十四章十三节。
It's from Book John, chapter 14 and verses 13.
那关于祷告的内容，我把它分成四部分。
And about the content of the prayer, it can also be separated to four parts.
我们来到神面前，要学习怎么样赞美神，怎么感恩。
First, we have to pray. We have to learn how to praise and give thanks to God.
在诗篇一百篇第四节。
You can find this from Psalm chapter 100 and verses 4.
到神面前来，我们要真的要认罪悔改。
And when we come before God, we have to confess and repent.
约翰一书一章八到九节。
From 1 John verses 1 and chapter 1 verses 8 to 9.
我们如果有得罪神、得罪人的地方，一定要好好悔改。
If we sin against God, sin against man, we have to truly repent.
然后我们可以为自己的事情祷告。
Then we can pray for ourselves.
在诗篇第五篇的二到三节。
You can find this from Psalm chapter 5 verses 2 to 3.
最后，我们为其他需要的人祷告。
And finally, we pray for others who are in need.
在哥罗西书第四章的二到三节。
You can find this from the book Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 2 to 3.
好，我现在总结一下。
Now let's conclude.
一个重生得救的基督徒必须生活在基督里面。
A born-again Christian has to live in Christ.
在基督里面，我们可以行事为人。
In Christ, we can behave and act according to His will.
生活里面有基督同在的见证。
So our life can be a testimony of His presence.
那他就必须在基督里面生根和建造。
So this person has to root himself and be built up in Christ.
所以先知以赛亚在以赛亚第三十七章他说我们要。向下扎根，向上结果。
So that's why Isaiah, Prophet Isaiah said that we have to penetrate deeply our roots, and but then bear fruit and grow up.
他说，一个信徒就像一棵树一样，必须在基督里面生根。
He said that a believer has to be like a tree. He has to penetrate deeply his root.
能够支取他的生命，支取他的力量。
So a tree can grow with the life of the source of the water.
同时也像建造在一个磐石上面的房子。
So a Christian can also be built like a house, built on a big rock.
他必须依靠基督才能够抵挡我们在生活里面所遇到的暴风雨。
So we can defend ourselves from storm when we build our foundation on.
所以基督成为基督徒生活的力量泉源，也成为他坚固的根基。
So Jesus Christ is the foundation, but also the source of a Christian's strength.
如果我们这样做的话，我们的信心跟信仰才能够坚定，就不会摇动。
If we practice, then we can have a firm faith. Our faith will not be shaken.
那在基督里面生根建造的秘诀在哪里呢
？So what's the secret to root and build up in Christ？
记不记得
？Do you remember that？
养成一个良好的灵修习惯。
To cultivate a good habit and routine。
有一个良好的灵修生活。
So to have a good spiritual life。
我们在读经跟祷告两方面下功夫。
We have to spend time to study and to pray.
我们来亲近神。
To get close to God.
而且持之以恒。
And be persistent.
我们就逐渐迈向一个在基督里面有成熟生命的生命。
So our life will become a mature life in Him.
这样子的话，你信心自然稳固。
Well, if by doing this, of course you will have a strong faith.
你就会容神一人。
So you will glorify the God and the benefit to others.
而且你会谦卑的，将这一切感谢荣耀都归给我们。
And then you will naturally be humble and give all glory to our God.
好吧，我们祷告。
Okay, now let's pray.
父神，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
你从万人中拣选我们，成为你的儿女。
You have chosen us from many people to be your daughter and son.
这是何等的有福。
What a great blessing we have received.
巴不得你用你的爱来激励我们。
We pray that you will encourage us with your love.
那我们借着灵修生活来认识你更深。
So by this daily devotion that we can know you more.
与你建立一个良好的关系
，to build a good relationship with you，
把一切荣耀都归给你
，and to give all the glories to you.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.